former head of Britain's domestic security agencies warned that cracking down on the use of online encryption could lead to more illicit hacking. The Turnbull government is preparing legislation designed to force tech companies to hand over encrypted messages to prevent terrorism and solve crimes. It's thought that legislation could draw on similar laws introduced in the UK. Lord Jonathan Evans, who was head of MI5 for 6 years, has told the ABC there are competing interests at stake when it comes to accessing encrypted messages. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports.
Jonathan Evans has dedicated most of his professional life to fighting terrorism. He worked as a senior intelligence official in Northern Ireland in the 1990s, was in charge of British efforts to combat Al-Qaeda after 9/11, and led MI5 from 2007 to 2013. Lord Evans has a warning for governments who want to crack down on the use of encryption to prevent terrorist attacks. They need to weigh up the public benefits of any such move.
I think there are competing interests because on the one hand, there's a general consensus that with appropriate lawful authorisation, it's right that the government or government agencies can access the communications of those people who cause us a threat. On the other hand, there is also a very strong public interest in ensuring that we have cybersecurity so that we can live our lives on the internet, so that we can undertake our sort of business activities on the internet.
The UK has its own laws that allow governments to force tech companies to remove any electronic protection applied to communications or data. In the lead-up to the laws passing in Britain in 2016, Apple's chief, Tim Cook, warned that the legislation could have dire consequences. By providing a backdoor to devices where individuals could have their personal data and communications stolen. Lord Evans has obviously not seen the legislation the Turnbull government is proposing, but he does believe that lawmakers have a duty to make sure that they don't give the hackers a leg up.
My personal view is that we should not be undermining the strength of cryptography across the whole of the cyber sort of market, because I think the cost of doing that would be very considerable and it's not justified. What I also think, however, is that there is a responsibility on the tech companies to work with the agencies where there is a lawful authority to access those communications that are needed in order to keep us all safe.
So just to clarify what you mean by the cost of doing that, what is the cost of doing that?
I think if you don't have secure encryption, then it makes it easier for the hackers. It means that it's easier to get into financial services, into people's private emails, into their own messages, when there isn't a lawful authorisation. So I think we've got to make a big distinction between intrusion, which is based upon a legal basis with accountability, and intrusion, which is through illicit hacking.
Lord Jonathan Evans speaking there with Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane.